It's so easy to get a meal nowadays. You don't have to waste time shopping and preparing. All you have to do is stop at a fast food place. You don't even have to go in. Just stay in the car, drive through, and the food is handed to you. But on the other hand, things are quite different when you are invited to a banquet. You may not have to prepare the food, but you certainly have to prepare yourself. You may even go out and buy new clothes for the occasion, because a banquet is a special event. And when you're invited to a banquet, you seldom ask about the menu. Because if it's a genuine banquet, you presume that the food will be of the highest quality and expertly prepared. Besides, the point isn't really the quality of the food served, but the significance of the event. In the first reading today from the book of Proverbs, wisdom is personified as the grand dame who invites any and all to the banquet, to a great feast where she offers rich fare and choice wines. Wisdom doesn't say, if you are free, I'd love to have you. Wisdom even goes out in search of those she wishes to feed. There's a real genuineness and inclusiveness in wisdom's call to her feast. And all of this detail about wisdom and her banquet prepares us for our gospel today, which opens where last Sunday's ended. Jesus invites us to a most satisfying banquet of all. Jesus gives his physical life so that we might have eternal life. The utter realism of eating flesh and drinking blood was shocking to Jesus' hearers, as it would be today, if taken literally. But perhaps this is the only way Jesus could make his point to bring home the reality of his full humanity and to challenge his hearers to say yes to the seemingly impossible. Jesus' gift of himself to us as our food and drink. So then, how do we understand this incredibly vivid language of Jesus in the gospel? Chances are it's just as hard for us today to grasp what Jesus is saying. But the truth is that it has nothing to do with rationality or logic, and everything to do with faith. Faith in Jesus, faith in his teaching, faith in his way of life, faith in his passion and death, faith in who Jesus said he was. To eat the flesh of Christ and to drink his blood is to take Christ into ourselves, to become totally identified with his vision of life, with his values and his mission. Jesus' way of life becomes our way of life, and our life is a participation in the life of Jesus. St. Augustine reminded his community that when they come forward to receive the bread and wine of the Eucharist, they receive who they are. We can never forget that our communion with Jesus nourishes us to share that life with others, a life that finds joy in our service to others, a life centered in unconditional, total, and sacrificial love. My friends, there is no such thing as a cafeteria-style Jesus. We can't look at the menu and say, I'll take this, but not that. Or, this I like, but that doesn't agree with me. Or, I'll pass on that, but take a bit of this. There's no wiggle room here. Jesus' command is clear. Unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you do not have life within you. The late Jesuit theologian Father Karl Rahner wrote, Jesus gives his flesh because we do not often know how to come to him. He is never far away. Jesus becomes touchable and tangible. We taste Christ in the Eucharist. Brothers and sisters, in many ways, the banquet Jesus offers is like the banquet of wisdom in today's first reading. It is plentiful with choice food and drink. It promises to enrich us beyond our imagination. However, the banquet to which Jesus invites us far exceeds the table that wisdom spreads out for her guests. Because the Eucharistic banquet is the greatest feast of all. Jesus gives himself totally to us, to enliven us, to nourish us, to strengthen us. We are fed the word in the scriptures, and we receive the life of the resurrected Jesus in the Eucharist. Through Jesus, we are taken up into the life of God, into the very person of Jesus. The Second Vatican Council describes the Eucharist most elegantly: a sacrament of love, a sign of unity, a bond of charity, a paschal banquet in which Christ is consumed, the mind is filled with grace, and a pledge of future glory is given to us. In today's second reading, St. Paul says that the basic task of Christian life is giving thanks always and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. And giving thanks is exactly what the word Eucharist means. Jesus is present to us in our taking, blessing, breaking, and giving his body and blood as true food and drink. The American short story writer and Roman Catholic André Dubus eloquently describes the experience of receiving the Eucharist in his Meditations from a Movable Chair. When the priest places the consecrated bread in the palm of my hand, I put in my mouth and taste and chew and swallow the intimacy of God. Just as food transforms us into energy and strength, so do we believe that this food from heaven, this communion with Jesus, can transform us for God's work in the world. Jesus' bread is life forever. My friends, week after week, we come here to this sacred place to feed on that bread, this Holy Eucharist, and to be nourished by God's holy word. We crave the bread of life, the yeast of mercy, the flour of consolation, the harvested grain of God's love. And yes, our hungers are satisfied. Brothers and sisters, taste and see the goodness of the Lord, because wisdom lies in this. Amen.